Before this season, was there any sense that they could expect to be this good?
Yeah, I think it started maybe even to start to build a little bit last year. And you know, this conference has gotten so much better from top to bottom with the addition of Maryland and just the competition level that has risen. And I think you were able to see some of the guys that are juniors and seniors now, the David Kerrions of the world and the Casey Fletchers that have another year under their belt. And I think that they expected some big things out of the program this year as well. I don't know. I'm not sure if they had expected to win 17 straight games, which is almost an impossible thing to do, especially in this day and age of baseball. But, you know, with Dan Hartlib and the way that he runs things over there and being around the program for as long as he's been, I'm not sure you could say that it was something that you heard a lot about last year or the year before, but they've definitely put themselves on the map here this year.
You brought up Coach Hartlib, and you mentioned to me that you're a big fan of what he does for this program. What has he brought to the team?
You know, I'm a big fan of how he approaches things. I mean, I can only go, obviously, on this year, the few meetings that we have had. I like the demeanor. I like the calmness. I like the steadiness that he provides because, you know, during a long baseball season, a lot of the rah-rah coaches and a lot of the hard-nosed coaches don't get a lot out of their players at times because it is a grind, and I think that the most successful coaches you find are those that are the same when you win and the same when you lose. Obviously, you want to be a little disappointed when you lose, and you want to not be crazy giddy when you win, but you know, at the same time, you have to expect that you know, dealing with college-age kids, you're going to have to be consistent and be very consistent with your discipline, consistent with your praise and with your criticism, and I think they respect you for it. You can see that this team plays very, very hard for him. And it's not as though they play a style of baseball that is boring by any stretch of the imagination. They've got some power. They've got some gap power. They pitch it very well. They play tremendous defense. And I think that all just kind of goes back to the way he deals with his club and deals with his team.
How is the coaching translated into team chemistry? I mean, you know from your major league experience that you could have great pitchers and sluggers, et cetera, but they need to all kind of mesh together well.
Yeah, and actually sometimes the less you do as a coach in that respect, it becomes a better group in a locker room or in a clubhouse. And I think that this team has a nice mixture of older and younger players and players with a lot of experience. And I think that relates almost better to a younger player than it would be coming from a coach. I think you need to hear it from your peers. I think you need to watch the way that the older guys on a team handle themselves. And that goes directly into the way that the coach has prepared those guys along the way. And, you know, obviously they were freshmen at some point and have worked their way up and have gotten obviously more playing time as older players. But I think that's where the coach can have a real big impact. It's on those leaders and it's on those guys that are expected to come through for you. And then the players themselves have to kind of trickle that effect down to the younger guys. Does winning create chemistry or does chemistry create winning? I think you could argue both sides of it, but they seem to really enjoy being around themselves. The bullpen guys have some crazy traditions and quirks. As a matter of fact, in the game we did yesterday on the Big Ten Network, the guys going out of the bullpen don't use their hands to climb the fence. I mean, they just kind of lean over the fence and fall. And they've got some nice little rituals. And I think in the college game, it's refreshing to watch because these guys are genuinely having a very good time when they're playing.
You mentioned David Kerrion. Who do you like on this team? Who are the ones that have really helped them sustain this incredible streak and have them shoot up the rankings?
Well, I tell you, I mean, you know, Kerrion is an interesting guy, especially the way that Coach Hartlib talks to us about him and the fact that, you know, he's a first baseman this year, but he's more of a middle infielder kind of guy playing first base somewhat out of necessity for this team. And I think that kind of shows the character that he possesses. But this kid's got a great bat. I mean, he's 10 home runs at this point, as we talk, leads the Big Ten. And, you know, you have to have some great defensive play, too. And I think up the middle, this team is really strong. And that's Reed Roper at second, Adam Walton at short, Jason Goldstein behind the plate, and Will Krug when he plays in center, the way that he's able to defend as well. Maybe not as good with the bat as some of these other guys that I've talked about, but, you know, you need guys that are going to be able to do the little things, like get a bunt down or defend well and save runs in that respect. But there's not a real weak spot on this team, the way that it's constructed and the way that the lineup shakes out.
And I think of baseball schools and I think of flipping on the NCAA tournament, I think of LSU or Florida and not schools like Illinois, and you adding Nebraska to the conference has boosted the Big Ten. So is this a renaissance year for the Big Ten? And is there going to be more of a recognition when we look at whether it be the USA Today coaches poll or wherever in Big Ten schools playing a larger role in that?
Yeah, this is going to be a renaissance year because there are many coaches that I've talked to in preparation for these broadcasts. And one of the questions I've asked them pretty routinely is just their thoughts about the conference and the way that the conference has improved so much leaps and bounds over even last year. And pretty much to a man, all these coaches will be disappointed and probably upset if five teams from the Big Ten don't make it into the College World Series playoff, the postseason after the Big Ten tournament. And I can see it because the fact is, now that you're playing excellent competition within your own conference, that provides you a higher RPI, strength of schedule improves. You're also able now to schedule some teams that you maybe normally wouldn't think to play, who are actually going to want to play you because it's going to help their RPI whether they beat you or not. I was reading something the other day that Illinois has a higher RPI and a better record against top 50 programs than Arizona State, which is known mostly as a baseball school in the Southwest, where they get to play home games in January. Obviously, you can't do that in Champaign. You can't do that in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can't do that in other areas of the Big Ten, which kind of improves things as you go forward, too, because then you get to play a little more on the home schedule later in the year. I think in a roundabout way to answer your question, I think that the future is really bright for this conference. You've got a lot of guys on a lot of teams that are getting looks from the professional ranks, from MLB, next-level types of guys. You've got some excellent coaches. And the other thing that these coaches have been very, very quick to point out and should be pointed out is that these universities and their administrations have really understood what it takes to compete on the national level in college baseball, and that's by improving facilities and really making a commitment to the sport. I mean, you hear a lot about football and you hear a lot about basketball. Those are big revenue sports. You completely understand why. But at the same time, you want to be a well-rounded athletic department. You want to be a well-rounded university. You've got to pay attention to this conference as far as baseball is concerned, because there are some very, very talented programs in this conference.